This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Dukes and Bell on a Friday. Glad to have you listening. We do it every Friday, guys. We go inside the Redmond Zone with Charles Barkley, brought to you by Redmond Vodka, Vulcan Gin. By the way, Chuck, thanks for the hookup. We know we got some product waiting for us at the station, so appreciate that. And follow Redmont. It's at Redmont, R-E-D-M-O-N-T, Zone, on IG. All right, first and foremost, let's talk about what happened this weekend, or I guess earlier this week, when you got together with some Auburn folks. You got a chance to meet the new head football coach. What'd you think, Chuck?
You know what? I was already excited. We had a great time. I actually met him out at dinner the night before. Spent some quality time with him and his wife, and they were awesome. And then playing golf with him, get to pick his brain a little bit. And you know, I am excited for the simple fact the guy took the job. And I don't want to sound like crazy, but you know, I think it's the toughest job in sports. Mm-hmm. I mean, because listen, you got King Kong over there on the other side of the state. And that's the always literally the elephant in the room when you talk about Auburn and Alabama. And I look at it like this, to be honest with you. This guy grew up in Boise. He's the head coach in Boise. He could have stayed there and won 8 to 9 games a year and lived happily ever after. But for him to have the stones and the courage, like, you know what? I want to test myself against the greatest coach ever. So I was already excited because you know when you take this Auburn job. I mean, it's kind of like as bad as it is for y'all over there in Georgia, it's worse here in Alabama.
No, I'm with you, brother. Charles, I say it all the time. You are like the Mets to the Alabama's Yankees. It's just no other way around.
That's exactly right. That's a perfect analogy. And like, even though the Mets, they won the one championship, I think, with Doc and those guys.
Yeah.
But the Yankees won like 5 or 6 or 8 or 9 during that same period, and you kind of get lost. But like I say, Georgia, I got a chance to meet Kirby Smart, and that was pretty cool because I'm a big fan of his. But like I say, as bad as the pressure on guys over in Athens, like I say, being from Alabama, you know, growing up here, I tell you, one of the few times in my life I've been nervous when I went down to Tuscaloosa, and they said, Coach Bryant want to say hello to you. And I can't even breathe. I'm not even going to lie. And but listen, man, I love our coach. I'm excited. But like I say, it's a tremendous job, but it's going to be a lot of pressure. But I'm glad he took it.
By the way, go back to that. So Bear Bryant wanted to meet you because you were such a phenomenon back then?
No. When I was getting ready to decide where to go to college.
Gotcha.
Hey, I got to tell you something. I've only been really, well, that's not true. I've been really, really overwhelmed a couple times. Like when, you know, growing up in Alabama, and when I went down for my visit, they're like, Coach Bryant wanted to say hello to you. I couldn't breathe. Yeah. And the only other time that I ever felt like that, when I was getting ready for the NBA draft, and the Hawks brought me in and introduced me to Ted Turner. And I couldn't breathe when I was in the room with him. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, ooh. They're like, the owner, coach, wants to meet you. I'm like, Ted Turner? They're like, yeah. And like, dude, I was so nervous. And it was the same way when I was with the Bear. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, when you meet those type of people, man, you know, they're legends.
Right.
How's Bo Jackson doing, man? Bo was with you guys, right?
Bo was great. We played with Bo, and we played with David Toms, who was phenomenal. And there's a radio host here called Bubba, Rick and Bubba, like been on the morning show here for 27 years. Bubba played with us. Bo was great. He was in great spirits. You know, we listen, it was, like I say, we played with Coach Hardin, so we were very comfortable. Mm. Like I said, I had met him the night before, and I just, you know, you can learn a lot about somebody out there on the golf course. Mm. And just talking to him for about 5 hours, first of all, it was like we were walking in mud the whole day, because, you know, it's been raining cats and damn dogs down in the South for the last, I mean, it rained so hard Tuesday here. I mean, and then when you got on the course, like every step you took, it was water was coming up to your ankles. Mm. But so it took like forever. But you know what? It was fun. I thought the fans were amazing. I think all the fans were coming out. You know, they were. I mean, if I had a dollar every time I heard War Eagle, I'd be a billionaire.
It is Charles Barkley with his guys. Brought to you by Redmont Vodka here in the Redmont Zone. Again, if you're looking for a vodka that's distilled 8 times gluten-free, too, by the way, because, again, Carl and our bodies are temples, right, Carl?
Yes, sir.
Charles joins us, and Vulcan Gin as well. Do you think the hire is going to be okay, though? Because they did go outside the box. Alabama, for years, Charles, had to have somebody with a link to the Bear before they finally cut the cord and brought Saban in. I like this hire.
Well, you know, that's a great point you just made. I am personally glad they finally cut the cord because, listen, and I know I'm going to get in trouble because every time I say it, you know, people get mad. Hey, listen, I love my school, but we have an inferiority complex against with Alabama. Mm-hmm. So to bring somebody down here who doesn't have that instilled like their whole life, we've heard about it, I think that was really important. This is what I tell my Auburn friends. Stop being insecure. Alabama's Alabama, and we're not. Deal with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've won 8 championships in the last 12 years. We've won 2 in 50 years. We're not on the same level. So stop it. Same thing with Georgia people. Y'all have won 1 championship, and for some reason y'all like, we should be good as Alabama. You're not as good as Alabama. Just deal with that. Don't compete with Alabama. Just try to get better and beat them, but don't compete with them. I use this analogy when I speak to kids. You know, the sun and the moon don't compete with each other. The moral of that story is you shine when it's time for your time to shine. Don't worry about the other one. The moon and the sun are not in competition, but you get to shine when you shine. And that's all. Listen, we had a great run with Cam. We had another run when we lost to Florida State for the championship. So, listen, we got a great program. Georgia's got a great program. Yeah, we get sick and tired of hearing about how great Alabama is. But when we beat them, it's worth it.
It is. It's Charles Barkley, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. We do it every Friday inside the Redmont Zone. All right, let's talk about the biggest story of the week. Aaron, as I like to say from Key and Peele. Aaron Rodgers. Can things, in your opinion, be fixed? And what I know you know something, Chuck. I know you know something about this. Can things be fixed?
You know, I'm a big Aaron Rodgers fan. But I'm starting to think, and I mean no disrespect when I say this, and as my man Jim Rome says, anytime you say you mean no disrespect,
here it comes.
The disrespect is coming next. I'm starting to think that Aaron Rodgers is the girl that you always got to tell her she's pretty every day, even though you're with her. Mm. Like, I'm starting to get like, because, you know, it's always drama.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm like, oh, man, he might be that girl. Like, baby, you're beautiful. Like, well, I'm with you, so you're already beautiful. I ain't got to tell you that every day, do I?
Am I pretty? Am I pretty?
I'm starting to get that vibe.
That's awesome.
Charles Barkley's with us, man. I mean, we've all been down that road, too. So what do you think, man?
And you know what? And sometimes you got to cut the cord like, yeah, hey, baby, you are pretty, but you're not worth, like, yeah. Yeah, it's time for like, yeah, I've had enough, baby. I can't tell you pretty every day.
Right. Right, right. Hey, man, Charles Barkley's with us here in the Redmont Zone. Try the Redmont Vodka Vulcan Gin, brewed right across the state line over in Bama. Great stuff. Charles joins us every Friday. So, I mean, we talked a lot about this. Let me ask you this. Deshaun Watson, would you have just started cutting checks or you would have your day in court? Because that's a guy, that story's on the back burner now with everything else going on in the NFL.
Man, it's such a scary story, too. It's scary on two fronts. Number one, he's never going to, like, I don't know what's true, and I'm not going to try to play God, judge, and jury, but it's scary because, number one, he's lucky it's only civil. But, you know, once those things are out there, you know, you can't get your reputation back. I don't know who's telling the truth, who's lying. It's not, I don't judge when these things happen, but, you know, he's very lucky that this is only civil. I mean, because if these were, like, criminal cases, he'd be like, I think, remember the Sharper dude that ended up going to jail? He's going to be in jail for like 30 years.
Yeah.
So he's lucky these are only civil things.
Right.
But, man, it's a bad situation. I don't know what's true. I don't know if you guys have daughters. Sexual harassment and assault is a real serious deal. So I'm not going to judge the women, and I'm not going to judge him, but it's just a really bad situation because even if he cut those checks, you know, it's going to be one of those things that, you know, no, he was guilty. He just paid his way out of it, you know.
Right.
Because that's the one thing about being famous. We're always at the mercy of public perception.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
Hey, everybody has an opinion about you, and they're going to have it no matter what. And there's nothing you can do about it. But this is a really sad situation. I feel bad. Like I said, I don't know who's telling the truth or who's lying, but it's a bad situation all around.
Charles, before we let you go, it's Charles Barkley, guys. You recognize the voice. We're inside the Redmont Zone. And again, follow them on IG, Redmont Zone. Hawks getting healthy. It seems like at the right time. Stop it. What?
Come on, man. Stop it.
What? You don't have winning a playoff series? No?
Who are they playing?
I have my reservations too.
Why you got to hurt us like this?
Let me just say this. There's three teams in the East that they cannot beat. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all something. This is going to be the craziest playoffs ever. I can't remember, I'm in year 36. I'm in year 36 in the NBA. I've never seen it where people got like, I got no idea who's going to win the championship. In the past, there was like, well, one of these three or four teams, they were always the favorite. I tell you right now, if somebody said to me, Milwaukee, which they're my favorite in the East, but if somebody said Brooklyn, I'm like, yeah, could be. If somebody told me the 76ers, it's going to be one of those three teams. Then I don't want to ever be one of those idiots on TV like, well, I know who's going to win. I got zero idea who's going to win the Eastern Conference. But what's even scarier, I got 0.00% who's going to win the West. I mean, I have zero idea who's going to win the West. I mean, if somebody told me, I think the Lakers can't win because I don't think they're ever going to get healthy. But if somebody told me the Clippers, Utah, Denver was going to win the West, I'm like, you know what? Your guess is as good as mine. But I think this is going to be the most exciting playoffs ever just because of that scenario. I mean, like I say, but as far as the Hawks, could they beat New York? Yeah, I think that'll be a really good pick'em series. But there are three top dogs in the East, and I don't think the Hawks could beat either one of those teams. But could they beat Miami? Or could they beat the Knicks? Yes, I think they could win a series. But it's all going to depend on the matchups.
Charles Barkley, guys. Redmont Zone. We do it every Friday. Chuck, thank you so much. Check out the Redmont Vodka and Vulcan Gin. And enjoy Mom this weekend as well. Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. And let me tell you something. With all this COVID stuff, I know they had a rough year, man. So shout out to all the moms out there and especially all the teachers who've been dealing with this COVID situation. Shout out. Thank you for letting me say that.
No doubt.
Cool.
Charles, take care, brother. We'll talk
Thanks,
to you
man.
Soon.
Okay, you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you, man.
Always Radio Gold with Charles.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.